He came to America when he was 6 months old. He started as a stock boy at the grocery store. Eventually, he owned it. He turned it into the biggest grocery store chain in New York City. He now owns a real estate company worth over $2 billion. He ran for mayor of New York City. He almost won. You can't make this story up. This is the Katz Roundtable with John Catsimatidis.
Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled.
This is Passover weekend, and with us today is a good friend of mine. He's my friend for 40 years, lives down in Fort Lauderdale in Palm Beach area. His name is Brian Scher. He's a great lawyer, and he has a dream. He is the benefactor of this beautiful synagogue in Israel. Brian Scher, tell us all about it.
Yes, thank you, John, and a good holiday to you as well. The name of the synagogue is Teferet Yisrael, and it was begun in the 1840s and completed in 1872, and it was one of the two great synagogues in Jerusalem. Unfortunately, it was destroyed in 1948 during the War of Independence. Not only this synagogue was destroyed, but the other great synagogue in the city, the Herber, was destroyed. And now we're rebuilding it, John. The Herber was rebuilt a number of years ago, and now on Teferet Yisrael, which overlooks the Western Wall and the Temple Mount, when it was built, it was the highest point in the old city. And right now, we just completed the dome on top of it. The dome is 80 feet from the ground.
Wow. How did you get involved in this project?
Good question, John. It was actually originally built by my great-great-great-grandfather.
Wow. And now I know the answer.
And I went when I first went to the old city of Jerusalem. It had been blown up, so it was a big hole in the ground, and it was collecting rainwater and garbage. And, I said, hopefully one day we can see it rebuilt, and now we're very close to it.
You're reaching out to friends and people that believe in historic synagogue especially. How can they, is there a website, or how do they get in touch if they want to look at it or talk about it or maybe help build it?
We formed a U.S. not-for-profit 501c3 called the American Friends of the Old City, and we have a website. It is teferetyisrael.org. It's Teferet, T-I-F-E-R-E-T, Yisrael, Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, that's with a Y, Y-I-S-R-E-L.org.
Brian Scher, I will go to it, and I'll make a contribution too. And I want to thank you for doing the right thing for Israel and doing the right thing for historic site.
And John, I want to thank you for being my friend of 40 years, being such a wonderful United States citizen and doing all you do, and wishing you and your beautiful family a happy and wonderful and meaningful Easter.
Thank you so much, and we'll catch up again real soon.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye now.
Bye.